A team of scientists and economists from the UW-Madison and Stockholm University took a closer look at the sport fishery in the many freshwater lakes of northern Wisconsin. They studied overfishing and habitat destruction brought about by clearing trees from shorelines in order to build homes. UW zoology professor Stephen Carpenter says in both cases, danger signs can be spotted before the ecosystem is destroyed. But Carpenter says it's relatively easy to halt too much fishing.
The manager can intervene quickly enough to save the fish populations through fish regulations. Fishery regulations can work and can keep the fish populations in a healthy state.
But Carpenter says when loss of habitat is harming the fish population, it's impossible to restore the habitat in time to save the fish. He says there's a message for the public and policymakers.
The main message, I think, is keep the habitat for the fish healthy, and that means maintaining natural shoreline vegetation, keeping the trees and the natural grasses and wetlands intact around the lake.
Carpenter says the current economic woes shouldn't cloud the idea that keeping good habitat for fish is good for business. He says a collapsed fish population is no good to anyone. The new study is published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.